Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Glad to have Tony Banks sitting alongside of me. And, of course, we will have him each and every Sunday as the co-host with Aaron Hartigan to Texans Countdown Live, our pregame, and then Texans Wrap, our postgame show. I know you enjoyed doing it last year. I know you enjoy covering this team, especially because it's the team you played for.
Yeah, definitely. I have some intimate feelings about this team, and I really want them to do well, even though, because especially we didn't do very well when I was here. But it's good to see this team kind of rallying around some superstar type players. It's a different environment out here, and everybody's looking like they're going to the Super Bowl in July and August.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we promised to talk about quarterbacks with you, and that's exactly what we're going to do right now. A heated battle, a competition, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett. From a quarterback's perspective, I mean, nobody knows which way O'Brien's going to go at this point, but just your thoughts on how he's handling the situation.
Well, I think both of them are handling it really well. I think they look like they get along with each other. Competition is the name of the game. I mean, no matter what position you're playing at, so you got to still get along with guys, especially quarterbacks, because you spend so much time together. But with the Arian Foster injury, I should say that I thought Ryan Mallett might be the favorite, because with play action, he's able to get the ball down the field a little bit, and this team needs big plays. But Brian Hoyer without Arian Foster might be the safer pick, because, you know, barring the last few games for Cleveland last year, he's known to take care of the football. He's not going to take too many chances. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. Do you want to rely on your defense to create turnovers and score on a short field, or do you think you're not going to be able to run the ball and need big plays from your strong-arm quarterback?
Well, how do you think head coach Bill O'Brien is handling it, waiting kind of so long? Is that something you as a starter want your fair – if you don't know who it's going to be, do you want every last minute to compete for it, or do you want to know right up front one way or another if you are the guy so you have time to kind of develop that camaraderie?
I think you want to know as soon as possible, but every competition I was in at quarterback, I won that competition, just so you know. But
just saying.
I think you want to know as soon as possible. But that just goes to show you, even though Coach O'Brien is familiar with both of these guys, he understands that they create different dynamics on the field. And most coaches just want to see consistency. No matter what your skill set is, you need to be consistent, converting first downs if you're a safe guy like Brian Hoyer, or you need to be able to complete those comebacks that we saw Mallett miss today in a two-minute drill. So you need to be able to see that on the practice field in order to believe they're going to do it in the game.
Well, Brian Hoyer got the start against the 49ers. Ryan Mallett will get the start this upcoming weekend against the Broncos, and I had a chance to catch up with Brian and talk about how he did and how he moves forward.
Yeah, I think on the first play I got a little anxious and went through my read a little too quickly. I think, you know, I had a few guys open. I could have hit a little bit quicker, so that's something to improve on. And then, you know, obviously as an offense, we don't want to be in those second and longs, third and longs. We were able to overcome it. You know, obviously with the one third down play to Garrett, and the other one was end up being the touchdown. But I think overall as an offense, we did a good job running, passing, you know, all those things. Obviously, goal line offense needs to get better. You saw us practicing that out here again today and still needs to get better. So all those things. I think for a first preseason game to go out, execute, you know, not really have substitution errors, things like that, you know, that usually come with those first preseason games. So it's something to build upon, and I think for me personally, it was good to get out there and officially play with my new team.
How much, there's so much actually that's made of, you know, you started that game, Ryan is starting this game, who's with the ones, who's with the twos. When you're in the situation, does it really matter? Are you still focusing and working on the same things, and how do you guys kind of approach that?
Yeah, I think for me, I just approach it every day, come out and get better. I think the good thing about Billy is he's very upfront. He told us that before, I think it was the other day, that was going to be the scenario. So that's, he doesn't leave us hanging. You know, he knows that it's a good situation for us both. It's making us both better. And I think for me, my philosophy, you know, having gone through it before in the past, is really focus on what I need to do to get better, what I need to do to be the best quarterback for this team. You know, I trust Billy and the coaching staff, and you know, when he's ready to make that decision, he'll make it, and he'll do whatever he thinks is best for the team. So, you know, for me, it's kind of in the back of my head. Really, I'm, you know, today I'm coming out. I know we got short yardage, end of the game scenarios going. That's what I'm focused on, and really, I think if you lose sight of that, that's when you regress.
So as you head into this game against the Broncos this weekend, your approach to this one, like we said, Ryan will be getting the start. You're coming in. Probably you'll get more time. Just sort of your approach to them, and how much are you looking at their defense and their game plan versus what you're working on?
You know, my approach will be the exact same. You know, go out and play and play well. You know, this one will be a little bit different because they've already had a preseason game for us to watch. You know, you don't do a whole lot of game planning for preseason games, but at least you get to see something. You know, going into San Francisco, they had new coaching staff, new defense coordinator. You never really know what you're going to get, so it's kind of go out, and it's kind of like that first day against the Redskins practice. You're not really sure what you're going to get, and you got to make those adjustments on the fly. Whereas, you know, this week we'll be able to watch their first preseason game, get at least a feel for what they're going to do, and then go from there. But really, you know, the preseason games really come down about us doing our job, you know, being on our rules, our assignments, those types of things, and going from there.
And Brian Hoyer, for you, a fellow Spartan.
Yeah, so you know I'm pulling for him. Me and my son's here with me, so he's pulling for him, too. He bleeds green just like I do. So,
all right, we've got to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll hear from the other guy who does get the start, Ryan Mallett, as well as some others on the upcoming game against the Broncos. Stay with us.